This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The corporate story of this Thursday comes to us from the consumer products behemoth Procter & Gamble. P&G has made a $13 billion deal to sell most of its beauty brands off to Coty. Gigi Duban explains why.
Consumers may love their CoverGirl lipstick and how nice and easy Clairol's nice and easy hair color is, but that doesn't mean it's working for Procter & Gamble.
There's a difference between being a good brand and being a lucrative brand.
Jonah Berger teaches marketing at the Wharton School. He says unloading most of its beauty brands is P&G's attempt to get rid of the losers.
They're trying to say, well, look, we can't be everything to everyone. We can't manage, you know, a few hundred different brands really effectively.
Nancy Meadows is vice president and senior analyst at Moody's Investor Service. She says this pruning of P&G's portfolio to lose its mass beauty products comes as no surprise.
These are categories that everybody's known that they've been posting rather weak performance in recent years.
Procter & Gamble is selling the beauty line to Coty, a company known for smaller cosmetics and perfume brands. Not having these brands could reduce P&G's revenue by nearly one-fourth, but they were contributing so little profit that Meadows says they amounted to only 5% of the company's earnings.
And moreover, we fully expect that now that they're going to be focusing on more profitable, faster-growing brands that they'll be able to grow earnings more than enough to offset the loss of earnings as part of this transaction.
Meadows says a transaction representing only $5 billion in revenue is not enough to move the needle on the company's overall outlook. But for a huge company that's had trouble growing its profits, getting rid of its poor performers should make the remaining brands look more, well, lucrative. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.